greetings to you again in Jesus' name. Thank you once again for taking the time to spend a little time in God's Word today. I encourage you to be diligent to do that. I want to do the same in my life, and sometimes we have to face a busy week or maybe a busy season in our lives, and it gets a little hard to do sometimes, but we must continue to go and get our daily bread and to feed our hungry souls by the Word of God, by the bread of life. And so we do that. We take time to feed ourselves. We always feed this body of ours, this flesh. It just is going to happen because it's priority. I want to encourage us all to let's feed our spiritual man and feed on the Word of God. And I'd like to read a few passages out of Ephesians today because I feel like in this day we live, and it's probably no different than the days of the apostles when they walked on the earth or even before that. But there is a real live enemy that we have. It's Satan, the devil. And he has a host of angels with him. A third of those that were in heaven, he drew them away. But God is greater than them altogether. But he has given us some information here in Ephesians chapter 6 that there is some battles that take place. And I wanted to just share some things that the Lord has been showing me. And so I'm going to read a couple of passages here as just kind of an introduction to this. It's Ephesians 6, verse 10. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." You know, God is telling us that we need to equip ourselves for some battles that are taking place. We need to put on armor. And I know that we've talked about non-resistance, and we don't want to go after a man. We don't want to do harm to another man, somebody that's made in God's image. But there are some battles here that we need to be aware of. We need to put on the whole armor of God to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places." It's real. It's there. Every day, there are battles going on. If we could see in the spiritual world, we would know that there are real life battles going on, and it's battles for the souls of men. And God is telling us here in this letter to the Ephesians that we need to be ready. We need to be equipped. We need to be able to understand that there is a great need to be suited up in the armor so that we can stand against the wiles of the devil. And I want you to just think about these things as I read through them. He's telling us and giving us encouragement to stand and to have our loins girt about with truth, the truth of his word. We have truth surrounding us and having on the breastplate of righteousness, his righteousness, and our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And he says, above all, taking the shield of faith wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Notice he said not some or most, but all. He said all of them able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. All, every one of them. Verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. He's given us this armor. He's laid it out for us to be able to, by faith, put on these things. And it says also in verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit, and watching there unto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. God wants us to pray for brothers, other believers, that they could be encouraged, that they would not be downcast, that they would not lose battles, but that they would also be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. It's serious business, and we could talk about it for a long time, but I'd rather for you to go and read and ask God to just show you what's your job, what's your part in this, in the armor of God. Is it for you? Well, I encourage you, go read and go ask. And let the Lord speak to you. He will. I know that He will. That's the way God is. He's personal. And when you go before Him and you read His Word and you ask Him, Lord, what do you want me to do with this? He will show you. I believe it with all my heart. And I just encourage you today, go seek the Lord with this and see what you can do with His Word and with some fellowship with the Lord, our Savior. And I know that you'll be blessed. And so may God bless you as you seek the Lord and want to do His will. God bless you.